Malaria infections in Uganda are rising again after several years of steady decline, according to a new national survey raising concern among health experts. The latest findings show that malaria prevalence among children aged 6 months to 5 years increased from 10% in 2018/19 to 13% in 2024/25, reversing gains recorded over the past decade. The findings are contained in the Uganda Malaria Indicator Survey 2024/25 released on Thursday by the Uganda Bureau of Statistics during a dissemination workshop in Kampala. Malaria prevalence among children aged 6 months to 5 years had previously dropped sharply, from 45% in 2009 to 20% in 2014/15, before falling further to a record low of 10% in 2018/2019. By sub-region, Lango recorded the highest malaria prevalence among children at 32%, followed by Karamoja at 26%. In contrast, Kampala registered the lowest prevalence at less than 1%, followed by Chigezi at 1%. The survey also found a strong relationship between maternal education and malaria prevalence. Christians planning to formalize their union have been urged to ensure that their marriages comply with Uganda's legal requirements in order to avoid future disputes over property, inheritance, and family rights. Speaking at the marriage conference on Friday, March 13, 2026, at Hotel Africana, Justice Mike Chibita said many couples mistakenly believe that a church ceremony alone is sufficient. Yet, marriage in Uganda is both a religious commitment and a legal contract governed by national laws. Justice Chibita, who serves as the Supreme Court of Uganda, explained that the country's marriage framework requires compliance with the provisions of the Marriage Act, that is Uganda, and related statutes that regulate civil, church, and customary marriages. Justice Chibita noted that a failure to comply with these requirements can create complications later, especially in matters involving inheritance, separation, or the welfare of children. He also warned couples against entering new unions without legally dissolving previous marriages, noting that the Ugandan law does not allow a person in a monogamous marriage to contract another marriage while the first one still exists.